Halliday must not have wanted anyone to duel for the right to joust the king, I said. Yeah, she said, grinning. Lucky for you. Lucky for me, I replied, folding my arms. How do you figure? She motioned to the empty dais behind me. You must really be hurting for hit points right now, after fighting a Sararak. So, if a Sararak beat you at joust, then you had to fight him. Good thing I won, I thought, or else I'd probably be creating a new avatar right about now. I've got hit points galore, I fibbed. That lich was a total wuss. Oh, really? She said suspiciously. I'm 52nd level, and he's nearly killed me every time I've had to fight him. I have to stock up on extra healing potions every time I come down here. She eyed me a moment, then said, I also recognize your sword and the armor you're wearing. You got them both right here in this dungeon, which means they're better than whatever your avatar had before. You look like a low-level Wimpazoid to me, Juan Ramirez, and I think you're hiding something. Now that I knew she couldn't attack me, I considered telling her the truth. Why not just whip out the copper key and show it to her? But I thought better of it. The smart move now was to split and head straight for Middletown while I still had a head start. She still didn't have the key and might not get it for several more days. If I hadn't already had so many hours of joust practice under my belt, God knows how many attempts it would have taken me to beat a Sararak. Think what you want, She-Ra, I said, moving past her. Maybe I'll run into you off-world sometime. We can duke it out then. I gave her a small wave. See you around. Where do you think you're going? She said, following me. Home, I said, still walking. But what about the lich and the copper key? She motioned to the empty dais. He'll respawn in a few minutes. When the Oasis server clock hits midnight, the whole tomb resets. If you wait right here, you'll get another shot at beating him without having to make your way through all those traps again first. That's why I've been coming here just before midnight every other day, so I can get in two attempts in a row, back to back. Clever. If I hadn't succeeded on my first try, I wonder how long it would have taken me to figure that out. I thought we could take turns playing against him, I said. I just played him, so it'll be your turn at midnight, okay? Then I'll come back after midnight tomorrow. We can alternate days until one of us beats him. Sound fair? I suppose, she said, studying me. But you should stick around anyway. Something different might happen if there are two avatars here at midnight. Anorak probably prepared for that contingency. Maybe two instances of the Lich will appear, one for each of us to play. Or maybe... I prefer to play in private, I said. Let's just take turns, okay? I was almost to the exit when she stepped in front of me, blocking my path. Come on, hold up a second, she said, her voice softening. Please? I could have kept walking right through her avatar, but I didn't. I was desperate to get to Middletown and locate the first gate, but I was also standing in front of the famous Artemis, someone I'd fantasized about meeting for years. And she was even cooler in person than I'd imagined. I was dying to spend more time with her. I wanted, as the 80s poet Howard Jones would say, to get to know her well. If I left now, I might never run into her again. Listen, she said, glancing at her boots. I apologize for calling you a low-level Wimpazoid. That was not cool. I insulted you. It's okay. You were right, actually. I'm only 10th level. Regardless, you're a fellow Gunter, and a clever one too, or you wouldn't be standing here. So, I want you to know that I respect you and acknowledge your skills. And... I apologize for the trash talk. Apology accepted. No worries. Cool. She looked relieved.